seemed like in the second half, after the big first half that Snead had, they took advantage of that and, you know, let Boone keep the ball. How difficult is it to keep your eyes on where the ball is?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to just play your role. You know, your role might be just, for me, you know, taking the A gap or taking the B gap. You know, everyone's just got to do their job, and you know, you got to play with your hands and feet and then find the ball with your eyes. And, you know, if everyone does their position, we play gap sound defense, then, you know, we should make the play. But, you know, I give credit to Duke. They played, they out physical to us, and, you know, they ran the ball well today.
You had a couple of tough calls that went against you, the targeting and the interference call on Chris. How does that affect you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you see in any game kind of when there's a big personal foul or, you know, a pass interference or something, normally that the offense ends up, you know, scoring off that. You know, they end up getting some momentum from it. And, you know, as a defense, you just kind of got to flush it and go, you know, we got first and 10, we got to stop them. And, you know, we really couldn't today. We couldn't stop them on really anything, so.
Tony, first, can you kind of put in the words what this feels like to go from the excitement and high of being 5-0 and feeling like, you know, things are under control to now to being where you are now?
I mean, it sucks to lose, you know. Of course, we wanted to go 6-0, but we really didn't come out here and play a good game on offense. We really couldn't get anything going, you know. But at the same time, we still look at the goal board. Some of those things are still alive, so we just got to continue to flush this game down the toilet and look forward to next week.
Tony, it seems like every time you were on the perimeter, they had a lot of players out there. Were they trying to sell out on taking away the perimeter?
I mean, most of the time, I mean, they seemed like they were trying to take the pitch away. Whereas it was us passing the ball, I felt like they was trying to double team me when I was at the trips A. But you know, that's the nature of the game.
Whatever you're saying, it was tough blocking those guys in the perimeter, getting on the run.
Nah. I mean, I guess every game, you know, is different. But I didn't think it was too hard trying to block those guys in the perimeter. But give credit to Duke. I mean, they made some good plays, and, you know, they won a game.
On the interception by the goal line, what was kind of your perspective on the playoffs? It seemed like it was just one, you know, probably a few inches separates an interception from that.
I agree with that. I mean, basically, you know, split second, I thought it was open, but, you know, I guess it was Duke safety. He just made a good play on the ball. Yeah, that was one of them, but, you know, just being still alive in the Coastal and trying to win the Coastal is still alive. So we just got to continue to come out and play and, you know, flush that game down the toilet and get ready for next week.
I read at least twice Coach Johnson saying that y'all had to play almost mistake-free against Duke because Duke wasn't going to beat itself. Did that create any undue pressure and it just made y'all focus a little too much on not making mistakes instead of just playing?
I mean, any team you play, when you have turnovers like we did and penalties like we did, 9 times out of 10, you won't win the game. But, I mean, Duke, give credit to Duke. They had a good defensive plan, and they stopped us, and they won the game.
And what did you see on the fumble call that was overruled?
Yeah, I mean, I just saw the ball pop out, jumped on it. Didn't really know if it was down or not, and then you know, saw the replay on the big screen. That didn't really show much. I thought it was, you know, still a fumble because, you know, I couldn't see his knee. But, you know, they got hundreds of cameras, so they probably got a good angle and saw it, you know. But we come back out there, it's 3rd and 5. We need to get off the field, and, you know, we couldn't do that. You know, we couldn't do it really at all today. So a 3rd down defense wasn't too good. And, you know, we just got to watch the tape, make some adjustments, and move on to North Carolina next week. Going to be a big game.
Questions? Thanks, guys. Next up, Quayshawn Neely.